It's not like you're going to have a real honeymoon with him anyway.
It's going to be as real as anyone else's.
That's a sick joke.
Whosoever hears this audio, if they be worthy, shall possess the inside human and superhuman abilities of the world's mightiest metahumans. Accompanying this journey of high-quality nerd commentary, we got my son Colton, a.k.a. Pizza Parker. Talk to the people.
Hey, it's your boy Colton, a.k.a. part of the Black Voltori, man, a.k.a. Hey, I'm bringing you a side nigga to my wedding just to see you as a gift. A.k.a. that's it. Yo. I'm understanding.
And as always, you know what I mean? We got my son Gas in here just floating around doing his thing, you know what I mean? And you know who it is? Your boy Dennis, a.k.a. Old Dirty Dennis, a.k.a. Have a baby, mommy, baby. Be a vamp. Who the fuck cares? A.k.a. Present Hendrix, a.k.a. not Steppenwolf, but the wolf that stepped up, nigga. Yo, AK blood in, blood out, nigga. Like, you know how these vamps do, you know what I mean? Welcome to another issue of the Mighty MetaHumans podcast. Bro, how you feeling?
I'm feeling amazing, man. Like, I can't wait to talk about this this fucking movie in particular. Because, like, this is when shit, like, hits the fan and everybody's just trying to talk sense into Bella and she's completely lost it. Like,
yes.
She's in Endgame now.
So, for those of you listening, this is our, I believe, the fourth movie.
Yeah.
Where we're doing our Twilight, well, I'm doing my first watch of this shit. Because I skipped this back in, what is this, the early 2000s? I don't know when this shit came out. Clearly, I missed a lot.
You missed a fucking lot. Like, this movie jumped.
This shit, son.
It's kind of crazy how this movie jumped in, like, we thought, like, the first three movies was, like,
hey,
they're kind of, like, they're, like, on a line that's, like, going up
like
slowly.
A linear, like, nope.
That shit bumped up and then dipped at the same time. It was kind of crazy.
This shit had a lot going on. There's child, there's teen pregnancy. Like,
yo, there's fuck them kids. A lot of fuck them kids moments.
Hey. We're gonna talk about that. I got some sauce for that, nigga, son.
But yeah.
So you know the movie starts because obviously niggas took notes and you know to be professional. But on top of that, it was a lot going on in this fucking movie. So again, Bella being her very dramatic self, the movie starts off with her doing like a poem or whatever. And part of the poem that had me cracking up was she said, childhood is the kingdom where nobody dies. And I was like, all right, it's kind of deep, but like, Bella, relax. Like, yo, like you gaslight niggas though on the regular. Like, why are you trying to be deep now? Like I want to hear this shit from you. So it's like, now she a poet. Like, she talking like she grown. You 18. Like, you just, high school is just about to end, bro. Like, you still a kid.
You're bugging.
You know what I mean? So it starts off with Jacob taking his shirt off to run in the rain. Now, I was very confused because one, you're going to get wet anyway because it's the rain. It's not like you got an umbrella, my nigga. You ripped your shirt to not get it wet.
He said, yo, fuck it.
Listen, like,
you're going to destroy the shirt so it don't get wet.
Yo, anything to protect this shirt, nigga. This nigga's Thanos of clothing, son. This nigga's fabric Thanos, nigga. Like,
he said, fuck it. Something got to go. It's not going to be me.
I was very confused, but I was like, all right, you know, that's still my man's. You know what I mean? Play a hater legend. I got to roll with him. You know what I mean?
Hater legend.
So what it turns out was he read the invitation that Bella and Edward was getting married, and he was just so pissed that he needed to go run in the rain. I get it, because sometimes, you know,
I feel it, man.
Sometimes you need to walk in the rain. Yo, you got to walk in the rain and some shit clear your head.
Like,
exactly.
When he become Super Saiyan, and they were just in the rain.
You know what I mean? And nigga had to rip his shirt and run. You know what I mean? You gotta get that shit out of your system. Which, again, wow, these niggas is fresh out of high school, 18, talking about getting married. You don't even got plans for college, nothing. Especially you being Bella's dad. Like, you just like, yo, she get married? Like, yo, she's like, she never had a job. She never worked. This is your show, bro. She didn't even have like a part-time job. So you don't even know what life is like. Like, what are you talking about? How do you just jump right into... You don't even... There was a video on YouTube that showed just how long these two knew each other. And it wasn't even a course of months. It was like weeks. And it was just like, no, we need to get married.
and just be together forever. You got to turn me and just lie to my father for the rest of our, until he dies, for the rest of his life.
Fucking bugging.
And it's just like, yo, wait, what?
What are y'all talking about? What are we even talking about right now, Bella?
What? How do we get here?
Bella, like, what are you saying to me? Like, literally.
Yo, like, this is like the worst fucking decision ever. So anyway, we fast forward to Bella trying to walk in heels. Like, you don't even, how you preparing for, you don't even know how to walk in heels.
You're married. You don't know how to do shit. What the hell are you doing?
You never had a job. You never been in heels. Like, how you prepare for marriage? Like, you haven't done anything yet. You haven't even grown up to have experience to even question marriage yet. Like, you live a fraction of this nigga's life. And he hasn't even lived because this nigga don't even be getting pussy or nothing. Like, he's just around. Like, so both of you niggas.
I'm crying.
Like, yo, like, wet behind the ears for real. So anyway, yes, you know, she's trying to walk in the hill. She can't. And in my mind, I'm laughing because it's like, yo, she's basically just too much of a savage to be in heels. Like, the way she be moving in these movies, like, it's like Tarzan putting on sneakers, nigga. Like, she just can't do shoes because she's just not a nice person, son. She just, she don't know what shoes are, nigga. Like, she's a savage. She out here, like, just gaslighting niggas, using niggas. Like, yo, I love you, but I love him more.
She don't give a
yo,
shit.
Yo, like, she's moving she different, son. Crazy, son. I'm watching, I was like, yo, there's no fucking way, like, this is what I was missing? Why nobody put me on all these years? Like, what? Yo,
crazy.
One thing I did notice is, why was there so much color in this film? Like,
yo,
like,
this was film pigment was the in this. First film where everyone seemed to be a little alive.
I was like, yo, like,
it's like, what's going on here? Are people alive?
Was there like a movie in between? Like, why is there so much like skin pigment in this movie? Like, I'm used to, did they run out of powder? Like, did the makeup staff get fired? Like,
some
shit was confusing, son. It's like, yo, Bella looked like she had blood in her system for once. I was mad confused, son. I was like, yo, I thought she was trying to die. Like,
nah, she changed her mind, I guess.
She's trying to live. Yeah, so we move forward and Edward appears in her bedroom. And she asks, like, does he have cold feet? And he kind of does, because in his head, it's like, I guess at this point, it's just like, oh, this is real. Like, we really going to do this. And she really wants to be a vampire. Like, I don't, this doesn't seem right. So, like, I think it's funny that these niggas, while he isn't, like, a major gaslighter, he is to some extent. And I'm going to say why, because you've been preaching how you would die for this girl. You want nothing more than to be with this girl for three movies leading up into this movie. You want to get married. Nah, we can't fuck, mom. We got to get married. We got to be together. Like, I'm trying to, like, be with you, like, for all of your life, not mine. Like, because you're going to die and I'm going to live forever. And I feel like she was like, but I don't have to just die. Like, you could turn me and we could just be together forever. And now this nigga got cold feet.
Nah, he don't want to do
now,
it.
Now,
y'all getting married.
Now,
nigga.
This nigga's trying to scare off, like, yo, I didn't tell you this, but while I'm 173 years old, in one of those years, I was a savage. It's going around. I was killing people. And she was like,
she's like, nigga, I do not care.
I literally don't care, bro. Like,
I figured that this was, would be a thing.
You're like, you're a vampire. Like, yes, you drank blood. And he was like, no, but you have to hear this out. I killed people, Bella. Bad people, but people. I took their lives. And she's just on her bed listening to this nigga like, okay, so, like, what does this mean? I don't. Like, are we not getting married or like what?
Yeah, she's like, what the hell's happening now? So what does that mean?
And in his head, it's just like, oh, I thought that was gonna work.
Nah,
so it feels like at some point he's tried this before with other bitches
and it worked.
And they were like, oh, you killed Edward? And like they just left, but it didn't work this time because she's a fucking psychopath. So she was just like, okay, so we gonna kill together. Like, you had a hoe phase. That's literally all that was. Like, you were just going around like fighting next, like, okay, like, I'm probably gonna do that too, like,
yeah, dead ass.
And it was just like, yo, bro, like, you chose her, like, you could have left her alone. You could have totally just been like, nah, like, you picked this. You could have ended this movie and the first one by doing nothing.
Dead
when
ass.
That car was about to snap the shit out of her, you could have just been like, damn, that's crazy, and just went on with the rest of your infinite life. She could have died in that moment. You saved her. You put yourself on this path, my nigga. Like, the having cold feet now is stupid.
The nigga Edward was trying to take a page out of Bella book, though. He was trying to gaslight
yeah.
her. The nigga was just standing in front of her like, so what if I told you I shot a kid?
She's like, so.
And she's like, so? And he's like,
you lived a lot of lives.
What if I said, I bit a grandma? She was like, I don't care. I love you.
What if I told you there's no proof of where I was January 6th?
Oh, my God. You know what she's going to say? I still love you.
I didn't like them either. So
oh, my God. Now, Edward got to really get cold feet. Now, you really going to rethink shit.
She was like, listen, brother.
Nah, keep going, man. Keep talking about the movie. Yeah, you're hilarious. You're hilarious. That's crazy. That's also funny.
Oh, shit. Yeah, so, like, her, like, I guess, like, her mom and dad give her, like, an heirloom or whatever. Because, listen, I'm not white, so I'm not in white people business. So, but the fact that your 18-year-old daughter is getting married with no plans of a future, with no idea how they're going to live or work or anything, she doesn't have barely has an education because she wasn't in school in any of these movies except the first one for like 10 minutes and she left in the middle of class.
True.
Like, he's just like, you know what? We should give you your grandmother's heirloom, nigga. Good luck with life.
Hey, man, we know y'all don't really do anything like that. So, here you go.
I'm watching this shit the whole time confused, bro. It's like, yo, like, one, where's the parenting? And just two, like, this was a movie for, like, teens. Like, you were setting a lot of kids up for failure watching these movies, bro. Because that is not real life at all.
They was wilding.
Yo, if you got married in 2000 whatever because of fucking Twilight, and you're dealing with the economy right now... Listen, and that nigga's not a vampire either. You got a regular nigga.
I'm crying. Yo, dead ass.
Yo, y'all are going through some shit right now. You know what I mean? Like, y'all got married back in 2000. Shit was kind of good. It was okay. You know what I mean? You grew up under your parents. They were dealing with the stress of, like, finances. And
yeah, nigga right, though.
Yeah. So y'all had time to be, y'all fell in love. Though you couldn't live without each other. Because of Twilight, it fucked you up. Now look at you. Robert Pattinson is good. That nigga Batman now. That nigga got richer.
He is Batman now. So, like... Yo, can we talk about how Bella literally has, like, kind of no aspirations
outside
of, like, being a vampire?
That's it. That's not a red flag.
That's fucking crazy. How is that your first and last plan? And you didn't even know that shit existed. Yo. That's when it became your plan. So that just means she had nothing before that.
Nothing. She was just floating, nigga. Just that's it. She had no specific talents, nothing, son. And this is who Edward was like, I want that one.
He did. 170 years he made it.
These niggas is different, son. Anyway, so yeah, they give her the family heirloom. Her friend figured, I thought it was funny, because the friend was like, she figured she got to be pregnant, because why are you getting married at 18? Which I guess was like foreshadowing, you know what I mean? Because at that point, she said that's some hater shit. That girl's been a hater the whole fucking series.
The entire shit.
And she's just like, yo, like, why else would she get married? Like, he knocked her up.
Your friend a real life.
It was like, okay. So, we move forward, and, where were we? Yeah, okay. So we move forward. She is at her crib, and these niggas supposed to have a bachelor party. That happened right before the heirloom. So I wanted to know what a vampire bachelor party is, because I would assume it's these niggas going out wilding like he did for that 1 year. Like, if your bachelor party is just you niggas drinking, like, then it's just a fucking bachelor party, bro. Like, what's the big deal?
You don't like, have to make a big deal.
Yeah, like, it's just a regular fucking night. Like, I thought that shit was funny, but those niggas were excited. They were like, yo, Bella, if you don't let that nigga come down here, we just gonna snatch him up. And I'm like,
what the hell are y'all talking about?
Yeah, like, what is happening at this bachelor party that's so fucking lit? Like,
they said it's time, y'all.
Yo. And I know it's not like y'all biting people, so, like, what's more exciting for vampires? Like,
man,
what y'all got going on?
I don't know. I don't even have an answer for that, for real.
Like, what could you possibly have going on that's more exciting than... The sole purpose of you being a vampire is you get to bite people. And that is the most exciting part. And you niggas are hyped knowing that you don't do that. So what the fuck? It's just a club? Like, you just going to a strip club, nigga? Like, it's...
What the deal is?
Yeah, like, I got a guy to do that, nigga. Like, so I thought that shit was interesting. Anyway, they fast forward to literally to the marriage. So she's, like, walking to the altar. And I guess she's nervous because she had a dream. The dream was kind of fucking crazy with her being at the altar and the piles of dead bodies.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and that, like, shit was fucked. That shit was actually crazy.
I was like, wait, hold on. Like, one, that's a fucking crazy dream. Two, isn't this movie for, like, teens at the time and, like, young adults that, like, are, like, really into, like, this style of like movies and shit? I was like, yo, this is mad dark. Like, I watched a lot of comic book and action films and they ain't never did no shit like this. Like, them niggas was literally it was like Tarantino did this fucking scene. So, like,
they was fucking bugging.
I was like, yo, wait, what? Like, anyway, so she had, like, the dream or whatever, and it's, I guess, you know, in a way, she was nervous, but also because she was about to be a vampire, I guess.
Yeah.
And the idea of, you know, I thought she wasted the wasted mortality, nigga. Like, you lived 18 years. How do you just already decide, like, I want to live forever? You haven't even experienced the world yet. Maybe you're like, you know what? Maybe I want to die at 78. Like, maybe I don't need to this forever thing. Like,
because I need it now.
Yo, like, you already made that decision at 18. You don't know what was going on in life. Like, I thought that shit was funny. So yeah, so they're moving forward. My number one thing is watching all this. There's, you know, all the people in attendance. Where my nigga Jacob? Where Jacob at? And it was just like, I mean, I get why he wouldn't want to be there, but where my nigga at?
Where he at, man?
You figure at the point where, like, they say, well, anyone, you know, want to say something against his marriage, he would pull up and be like, yo, no, I got something to say. Like, that nigga's a vampire, and, like, shine light on him or something. Like, I would do if he gonna be a hater, be a hater all the way, baby. Like, you could have did some different world type shit. Like, you could have showed up at the last minute. Nigga's not there. I'm like, okay. Like, I guess they really about to get together. Like, and I thought it was funny because they were like, you know, in sickness and in health, till death do you part. And I was like, well, how does that work? Because technically, he don't mean it. That nigga's dead already. So, till death do you part, like, he already got his out. And she about to die. So, like, is this marriage, like, is this annulled? Like, how does this work? Because these niggas not alive, and they making vows. They start, that's how you know it's a toxic relationship. They start a marriage based on lies, nigga. It's a bunch of dead niggas. Talking about, I'll be with you for the rest of my natural born life.
They don't even got a natural born life, nigga. She's gonna be with you until she die, nigga.
So she is a fucking liar, nigga. That's how you know this shit was based on fucking lies, just off rip. So anyway, I do appreciate the one thing I will say is that one scene, I guess, you know, where they say, you know, you may now kiss the bride, and everyone disappears. Cause in that scene, I guess, you know, like, symbolically, it's like no one else is there. Like, they only see each other. I did like that. That was kind of cool, especially after, you know, while the movies are entertaining, I can tell a bad movie is a bad movie, but a good bad movie, that was actually a really well thought out scene. I thought that was really cool because you literally see them at the wedding and everyone in the seats disappear.
Yeah.
And the most recent thing I could think of that something like that happened was in the new Creed movie where he was fighting, what's his name?
Yeah.
And everyone and they all disappeared and it was just them. And it just felt like no one else matters in this moment but the person I'm facing. And it felt like they did that. They did it first.
Yeah.
Niggas did it first. Not Twilight being an influencer.
Yeah, they went crazy, man.
Did we just discover Michael B. Jordan is a fan of Twilight?
I'm fucking crying. I'm fucking weak.
Oh, shit. So, yeah. So, that shit happens. I thought it was great. We move forward to, let me see what happens. All right. So, yeah. These niggas in the zone. in my mind, I felt like in that moment, it would have been really cool just to have Brennan from Step Brothers do the fucking singing.
Stop fucking crying.
If that nigga, if while they were kissing and everyone disappeared, you just heard him singing in the background and Will Ferrell just going crazy, nigga.
Also, hilariously enough, nigga, they didn't even have a minister. They just gave each other vows.
Yeah.
Like, that shit's not real. It's not a real wedding.
That's what I'm saying. But it is, though. Pretending, son. These niggas was fucking pretending. So Jake's fam showed up for the wedding. The niggas was being supportive, which is crazy.
Which is crazy.
After all the wolf propaganda. Yeah, they had wolf propaganda. They had vampire propaganda a couple movies ago where they sat Bella down and they were all around the fucking campfire.
Deadass.
Talking about how these niggas is right wing.
Yo, deadass. Yeah, I fought for the civil rights.
They're the reason we got high taxes. The vampire's taking all our jobs.
I'm fucking crying. But yeah. High key though.
Oh shit. So that shit was funny. Yeah, so them niggas being at the wedding, hilarious to me. Then Bella's dad flirts with one of the women. In one of those scenes, I thought it was really hilarious. And Billy cockblocks it. Like, cause I forgot what it was. She asked him about a drink or something, and he was like, yeah, we get two of them. And they were like, nah, you talking about drinks? Because it was one of the old niggas, the wolf. It was one of the shorties from his tribe.
Yeah.
And he was in the wheelchair like, oh, no, we getting drinks? Oh, we get them drinks. All of us. I'm going to go get them for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Come on. You ain't finna talk to that at all.
He was like, nah, nigga, like, step off, nigga. It's already one of y'all trying to infiltrate the
fucking
crew.
I'm fucking crying.
Oh, shit. So, yeah. So that shit happens, and Shorty, I forgot her name. She was a vampire, and she felt like one of the right-wing vampires that I was talking about, because she pulled up, she saw the wolves, and was like, who invited all these
And they was like,
They were like, nah, Shell, it's not even like that. Like, these niggas is cool. I mean, they came to support for the match. She was just like, I can't be here with them breathing all the air.
Oh, my God, that's one too many of them. One too many of them in the space.
I was like, yo, Shorty, relax. Like, these niggas got a loose treaty right now. Like, everything's all good. And you hear, like, shaking shit. I can't be here. She made a whole scene. You could break a tree in half. I'm pretty sure you could stand around some fucking wolves, my nigga. That's not even doing anything. That shit was hilarious. So, yeah, that shit happens. It's like the ops. They're being treated like the ops, and they're at the wedding and shit. Like, this shit is hilarious. She's just like, yo, they killed my man. I can't fuck with these niggas. Like, yo, like, you can't have them here. And they're just like, yo, Shorty, chill.
Relax. Like, first of all,
they good
relax.
Peoples. You know what I mean? Like, they've been chilling. We've been chilling. You know what I mean? Like, they stay on their side of the land. We stay on our side of the land. Like, it's all good. Like, she's just like, I can't be here. I can't be here. She just leaves. She couldn't storm. She storms off. And, like, you could tell the wolves know that they doing some shit, even though they didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Because she's storming off, and they just smirking, like, look at that bitch.
That ass.
You know she's still mad. She can't even touch us.
How about that ass? Yeah, that's right. Walk away.
Yeah, walk away, bitch.
Yeah, that's right. Fucking leave. Because other vampires told
you. Oh, shit. It's like, more open bar for us, nigga. It's lit. So, anyway, yeah. So, that happens. We move forward to, let me see, the wedding speeches. The wedding speeches were all hilarious. Every one of them shits was bad. You got, you got the vampire nigga literally revealing that they're vampires without saying it. Where he's just like, yeah, you know, and they're going to be together for a lifetime. You more than yours. It's just like, okay.
All right, man.
Then you got the cop. Which is wild, inappropriate, but it's also on point for cops. This nigga's at the podium like, yeah, you know, let me see if I say, I waited, no, that was, I want to save that part. He's literally on stage like, yeah, you know, I'm really happy for my daughter and she found love. I just also want to note that I have a gun and I know how to use it. And it's like, yo, bro, like, wait, what? This nigga's literally threatening people at their wedding in front of an audience.
Nigga's crazy.
Yo.
Nigga don't kill him.
Probably. And it was just like, bro, like, are you okay?
Are you gonna relax?
Or? And then you got the hating girl who was mad confused, like, yo, like, how did she bag this nigga? Like, this doesn't even make sense.
I'm
like,
crying.
Like, yo, why would he pick? I guess he picked her and not the leader of the volleyball team and speech and debate team. Like, I guess kind of prettier with a better personality. I'm but you know, everybody like what they like. It was like, yo, shorty, like, what are you up there doing right now? Like, no, like, that shit was hilarious to me. Who else gave a speech? Oh, yeah. So let's talk about Edward's speech for a second. One thing I will always say about this, and I enjoy it to a fucking fault, is just how dramatic everyone, especially yeah. Edward, Jacob, and Bella are. These niggas are
and it turns up now
dramatic, son. It is ridiculous. So his speech, this nigga said, let me see. I waited my whole life for.
You didn't.
And then.
That's sick. Yo. That's some sick shit now, if you did wait your whole life. Because she wasn't born.
I'm not even looking at it through the eyes of like the audience. Like, just say you at the wedding. What did you? You're 18. What did you wait your whole life for?
What is she talking about? What is he talking about?
Yo, he was literally like, no measure of time can explain my feelings for you, but let's start with forever. What? You're 18. I would literally be, they would have kicked me out because I'd have literally been in there like, that nigga 18, dog. Like, what is he talking about? You haven't experienced life. And even as a vampire, now it sounds fucking creepy. So you lose in both fucking versions of this story, nigga. Like, whether you're 18 or you're a million-year-old vampire, you're a fucking creep, son. Shit was, I literally watched that scene in complete confusion. Because one, like I said, this nigga's dramatic. Two, don't be talking about my daughter like that, bro. You 18. You don't have a job. You can't even grow a beard yet. Like, don't talk about my kid like that. It's making me uncomfortable.
I'm fucking crying.
That nigga was really wild, son.
Bro, what are you saying? That's what I would be saying. Like, bro, what are you saying?
That nigga was like, okay, like, how many women you ran that line on, bro? This nigga stole that from like a paper boy in 1923 and been using that shit for years. Like, every year this nigga just, no amount of time could explain my love for you, but let's start with forever. Nigga,
what you saying right
You now? Ain't write that, nigga. And especially after this movie, I definitely don't believe you wrote that shit. Cause that was he did not keep the same energy.
He didn't.
That nigga did not keep the same energy, son.
He didn't. He a weirdo.
Yo, it started getting worse. It started getting worse.
And then he immediately was like, yeah, nah. Remember what I said earlier? I didn't really mean that.
Yo, so we moving forward because, like, I will say the movie was doing a very good job because at this point, I'm like, yo, this nigga's laid it on thick, son. Like, this nigga is really fucking wild. So we move on after these niggas talk about their forever love at 18. He takes Bella into the woods to present her with a gift, which is kind of creepy at first. Cause I was like, why is this vampire? This nigga send her up. Yeah. Words. Like, okay. And it turns out Jacob's there. A happy Jacob.
So that's what I said earlier. Like, first of all, Edward is like, here's your final gift.
Yes.
I'm just like, okay. What he finna do? He finna, like, put her on his back and jump up trees again? Because like, that's the shit he likes to
take
do.
Take her to La Marina.
Like, so then he goes, then it's Jacob. And Jacob was like, best man, couldn't even wear a suit. I always remember that line. For some reason, I was just like, is that the first thing you say? But then they start getting mad romantic. I'm just like, is this nigga Edward a cuck?
Is he like, a cuck, son?
I'm like, what's happening?
The whole
happening?
Time in my head is like, yo, your final gift for her is her side nigga?
My face went like this when I seen Jacob. I said, is he okay with this now? I think after he seen her cuddle him with the shirt off, he was like, nah, this kind of sexy. I don't know.
I might be confused. Okay with this. I was like, wait, what? Like, how does this, what?
Yo.
That's how, like, in that moment, I had to give Bella props. I was like, yo, you got these
niggas.
Real
not nigga.
Only like, did you get these niggas to work
gaslit
together.
Gaslit these niggas
you,
into
this nigga,
being a throuple.
Your husband... as your final gift, gave you your side nigga.
Yo, y'all are a thruple.
What?
Y'all are a thruple. But also,
why is this movie for kids? How was these kids watching?
Also,
this shit?
But this is also when I was like, okay, they turning up at a different level of Twilight. They're being romantic,
yo,
in front of Edward. But then at the same time, while they're being all romantic, she just busts out the I'm finna fuck Edward.
Yo.
Yo. I was like, nah, Bella's a pimp, nigga. I fuck with Bella this movie, bro. I'm sorry. This was my favorite Bella iteration.
She's moving murky.
She went so crazy that murky, last movie of being a bad person to like now getting everything she wants and then being like, fuck it, nigga. I don't even have to lie no more. Like, she like told that nigga straight up, yeah, we got married. I'm finna fuck him. Like, for real. Tomorrow, probably. Like,
yo, this is why I said, just judging from these first, because there's one more, but judging from these first four movies, Bella is the villain of this fucking story, bro.
She don't give a fuck.
She
bro.
Literally, you got, listen, you stole, you got a vampire, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
You got one of the chicks in the crew didn't like you because you basically took the nigga that she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got the other nigga that was obsessed with you.
Mm-hmm.
You got him killed by your new nigga. While his girl wants revenge on you, tries to get her revenge while your new nigga kills her, while you're being protected by your side nigga. Bella is crazy, pimping. Son.
Big pimping. Spin the cheese.
I ain't never heard no shit like that.
She did it.
Yo, there's not a misogynist lyric that you can pull from rap in the 90s better than what she just did, bro. It's impossible.
She's the best. She did it.
Future could fucking never, nigga.
Never, ever, ever.
Never. What?
That shit was crazy. She really did that shit.
Son, she was moving murky, son. I'm telling you. So, like you said, like, these niggas are literally having their romantic shit outside of her wedding. That's how you know Bella's... It wasn't the next day. She didn't even want to bash... She knew her bachelorette party was for the rest of her life. So she didn't even need that shit. Like, she had that nigga go have fun. It was just like, I'm gonna have my side nigga forever.
Yeah.
So, what's a party, nigga? I got life. Like, my life girl, is a party. Like, what are you talking about?
My last meal, man.
I got a bachelorette life, nigga. Like, what are you
that
talking about?
Crazy.
That shit had me dying, son. So, anyway, like you said, they took them into the woods. She's on some poly vamp shit, you know what I mean? This nigga, like, I'm looking at this nigga, and that's how I know he's one of my favorite Dirty Macs of all time. Because not only are these niggas being romantic, this nigga got his... Like mouth on her neck. Like,
yeah.
Be a vamp.
She likes us to say.
And it's like, yo, she's in her wedding dress, bro.
So what?
Outside of her wedding.
So what?
She literally just gave vows.
She came here. She chose me, nigga. Because I'm supposed to do. I'm not supposed to rizz her up, nigga. I'm not supposed to be on her neck. Like, yo,
this nigga's just, like, lifting her up.
He's
like, yo, like,
shut
Beauty
it, baby
and the
girl.
Beast and shit.
He said, you look so fucking good. I wish it was me. Yeah.
Girl, you lucky I'm not a vamp.
Let me bite your neck. I'm just playing. Yeah, I know that nigga was talking this shit, son. That's my boy, son.
Yo, shout out Jacob, son. That nigga was, yo, that scene had me dying. So yeah, like, he wants her to enjoy her last night as a human or whatever. And, you know, just kind of remember the warmth. Because, you know, once she turns to a vampire, like, you're dead. So you're just, like, fucking cold or whatever. So, meaning, they're going to fuck for a while. Basically, he was just like, yo, you're going to fuck while you're human. Like, that's what it is. Like, enjoying the last... I don't want you to spend time enjoying yourself, I mean, while you're human.
I got really a different interpretation of what
Okay.
He just wanted human pussy. He was like... If I save my virginity for 170 years, I'm finna get human pussy. I'm not finna fuck no cold ass pussy, man.
Yo, you just took us down. Y'all, if you're watching the video, you can see how my brain just spun. Because, yo, when you think about it.
He said the warmth goes away.
You don't got that no more. That's
cold
real
ass
love.
Pussy,
that's
man.
Crazy.
Cold
son.
Cut vagina.
Nigga, yo. Y'all let the meat throw out. Like,
shorty getting that frozen meat.
Yo.
I didn't take
it. Like,
it's you
like
didn't
when
take the chicken.
Yo, you didn't check it out. I was just about to say.
I hope you like it extra cold, girl.
Forever. Forever, nigga. What?
Oh, my God. Did we just figure out Twilight?
Yo, I think we just saw Twilight, son.
Oh, fuck. All right, continue.
Oh, shit. So, yeah. This nigga was like, yeah, you know, enjoy the one last night being human or whatever. So Jake goes into like Wolverine rage. Once that nigga found out that she's about to fuck this nigga, it was like, yo, like, he was just like, he was about to kill her, nigga. Like, that nigga was like moving different at that moment. So all the other, like, cause you know what it was in his mind, which is hilarious to me. He was like, yo, if you fuck this nigga while you human, you know he'll kill you, right? So you about to fuck this nigga and die? He couldn't take that shit. This nigga was about to run up on Edward until all the other wolf homies had to like hold this nigga back.
It's like, chill.
It's like, yo, bro, like, I mean, he right though. Yeah. Like,
that's the show. That's the show.
He gonna wild out. He gonna go too far.
He's gonna die. Like, if, like, come on, man.
But an even worse fate happens. We'll get
the worst fate of all time.
Oh, man. So, yeah. All the other wolf, like I said, they pull him up, they hold this nigga back. Fast forward, the ceremony ends or whatever, Bella, and they're about to head on their honeymoon super fast. This nigga got crazy bread because he's just like, yo, like you could literally hear, and that was even fun. That was probably that should have been like the intro for this episode, was literally they're in the car. But the only reason it's not is because y'all wouldn't get it unless you've seen the movie. These niggas are in the car, it's the honeymoon, they're in the car driving, they're on the highway. And the window's open, Bella's looking out, and all you hear in the background are the sound of wolves in the back, just like sad. This nigga was crying as a wolf, son. Knowing his show's about to get dug out.
Nigga was the werewolf meme, the sad werewolf that just sits in the bottom of the
That is Jacob, son. Cried, yo, laughing in the house.
He was,
son,
just about to get dick, bro. Yo. She did not give a fuck. That's the craziest part. He's like, I know she heard me. She don't care, yo, nigga.
She on her way. She's on the way to Poundtown. She's on the way
to get
car.
That cold meat. Yo. She's trying to get some cold cut, nigga. And you're tight. You're mad, bro.
Yo, even that is crazy, because then, like, how does that work as a vampire? Because I feel like every time you fucking show you, she's like, free, like,
yo, first of all, wild, Bella, son, is already anemic. Yo, she's mad pale. So I don't know if she's either used to the cold and she's okay with it, but that's hilarious.
That's red flag number two now.
That's even funny. That's even funnier because now that I'm thinking about it, when they did show the scene of them in their honeymoon, like having sex, she was shivering OD. That nigga hit her with the cold dick, man. Yo. You know, with the vampire cold dick, and she was just like, oh,
this thing's on brick all the time.
Oh my god, but like, yeah, oh shit, brick up. This is the funniest episode. Yo. this is hilarious.
Oh shit, this nigga, yo, this nigga Edward's bricked up. So yeah, so we move forward or whatever. These niggas in the car, and she just does not care. She's just like, yo, my man, like, I don't care. Like, it could be cold. We just gonna defrost it. Like, we just gonna figure it out. So he takes her to this personal island that he got gifted by Carlisi, which is just, why these niggas just got islands? Like,
yo, bro, them niggas live 175 years. Yo, no slavery is popping because of Jasper.
Yo, like,
so they definitely got land.
These niggas got a whole island, but you just live in, like, you got no, which sucks because you a vampire and you got to live in Seattle because you don't, and what makes it even crazy is you niggas don't even die in the sunlight. So why the fuck are you in Seattle, bro?
Yo,
I'm living on my islands.
I would go to Miami. I go to anywhere else.
Nigga, you shining like that, nigga? You can't all, like, they living backwards,
BVS,
son.
BVS niggas is crazy.
These,
you a BVS man.
Yo,
BVS
exactly,
woman.
Son. What? That's you literally, yo. There's no one you can't get, nigga. Like, I honestly, up until the first movie, I just naturally assume it worked like how other vampire lore works, where it's like you don't want to. They just don't want to shine.
They just don't want to shine, which is crazy.
What?
They got white guilt. That's what it is.
Yo, you know what? You're right. Those blood diamonds.
If they was black,
did y'all hear what I just said, nigga? Blood diamonds, nigga.
Come on, damn, boy.
Vampires, blood, nigga.
Come on, let's go. Let's continue.
Oh, shit. All right, so These niggas, like I said, he got the island that was gifted. He said that shit mad casually, too.
He like, flexed OD and then pretended like it wasn't a flex.
She's like, where are we going? He's just like, you know, like, because at first they weren't like real. And it was like, oh, okay, I guess, you know, niggas about to meet up with Dom Toretto. Like, they about to wild, they were all race cars or some shit. He's like, no, no, get on this boat. And she's like, where are we going? I got this island gifted to me from Carlisi. It's like, yo, so why is this nigga even pretending to be a doctor? Like, nigga, you're rich. Listen, if I'm a vampire, nigga, I'm not pretending to get a fucking job. I'm not going back.
I'd dead ass just be broke and let niggas figure it out, bro. Or not, like, just not have a job and let niggas figure out, like, how I got money.
Yo,
like,
stocks, crypto,
Starbucks.
Yo, like,
I just say random, yeah, like, every time.
There's no way I'm going to be a pretend doctor.
You ever heard of Apple?
Like,
I got
in at a dollar.
You never question those niggas, like, especially when they got a Rolls Royce or in a private island, nigga. Like, that nigga rich as fuck.
I am not cosplaying as a fucking, and you cosplaying is one of the worst things. You could have been a librarian. Yo. This nigga decided to be, I'm gonna cosplay as a doctor. No, that's mad work. I'm not doing that, bro. That's way too much commitment to like the role. Like,
that is true.
Yeah, like, cause. And no, it's like being a marine biologist. It's like Seinfeld, nigga. Like, at some point, someone's going to need you, nigga. You picked the wrong profession to lie about. Like, I'm a janitor. I sweep floors every once in a while. I go home. Yeah, I got a mansion. Like I said, Apple, nigga. Like, got it under five.
Got it under five. Now, like,
yo, like, I'm good now. You know what I mean? Anyway, so, like, yeah, he takes it back to his personal island or whatever.
Which is nuts.
And, yeah. And she, like, you can literally tell if she wanted, like, crazy sex, she could have just found, like, Matt Murdock or something. Like, because you saw the room after the niggas fuck. It was like, all right, like, I guess.
What the hell is happening?
Yeah. And that's how I know in that scene that Bella is crazy. Because the room was fucked up. She got up. She went to go get coffee or some shit. And she's like, she's like touching her own shoulders and shit, like sipping a coffee, like remembering the night before. And she's showing it in such a passionate, loving way. And then when this nigga comes home, he's like disappointed in himself in a way. And he like pulls her shirt so you can see the bruises. She was getting abused last night, nigga.
That nigga put up 100 on her, son. Oh, my God. Not only did he hit with the cold dick, but he was hit with choke slams and DDTs.
And I'm like, yo, so why
is it vampire sex now, if that's what you look like? Because like, I get, nigga, yo, all I'm saying is that he put the cold meat in a warm place,
yo,
and his body was like,
it was like a hot pocket.
Nigga,
in
nigga,
a microwave,
nigga.
Nigga.
All I'm gonna say, let's keep it as PG as possible. He heated the salami up. It's a whole different sandwich now. It's a whole different sandwich now. What the fuck? Nigga was like, I ain't never had this before.
Oh, shit.
Hey, man.
So, them niggas had a time. And that's why I knew she was crazy, because in her point of view, she was having a loving night. But in his, like, bitch,
I
tore you up.
I ravaged you. Like, at one point, I grabbed you by one leg and was swinging
like a helicopter. And all she could throw was like, ugh.
It was so amazing.
Oh, my God. So loving.
I can't feel my ovaries, but this is so amazing.
So I'm sitting there like, red flag number two with Bella. Like,
she's wild.
Yo, she's fucking different. So anyway, this whole time, which I thought was hilarious, is they're on the island together and he doesn't want to hurt her because he know what he did the night before, and she's trying to force the sex. Like, she is gaslighting that she's wearing like black dresses. Like, he's playing 2K. Like, these niggas on the island, this nigga's
sweeping in front of him with no panties on while he try to play 2K.
Yo, it's like, yo, bro,
shorty,
like, and she's like, no. Not again? Okay. And then she goes, she sits, they're playing like cards. She's losing on purpose. Like,
it's like, she had everything. Yo. That's like the shorty that'd be like, and you like Goku, right? Talk about Goku.
Tell me about the anime.
I love that you love anime.
It's so whimsical. the difference is this nigga really talks about the anime.
Dead
and he's just like, and there's no sex in the anime.
Yeah, dead ass. He talks about it, and then he goes, well, I guess you have to leave soon.
He was like, and that's the end of my point.
And actually, I'm not interested in anything you have to say, so let's part ways. Oh, man, don't be that guy. That's our advice.
That's hilarious. Yeah, but no, but I mean, the whole time, like, because in a way to me, like, he literally said, like, no, I don't want to hurt you. I'm a fucking vampire. I could accidentally kill you. And she is literally trying to force the issue. And it's like, bro, like, no means no. Like, it works both ways. Like,
no means no.
And she's just like, yo, like, I am trying to fuck. Like, no, I don't care.
Like, she was like, really? You're trying to gaslight my boy? She's going back to her.
She was like, yo, so you gay? You gay? You gay?
It's like, yo, like, she was trying one of those toxic,
toxic gaslight. She was like, so you marry me, and then you give me the best sex I ever had in my life, and then you expect me to not want it anymore? What the fuck is wrong with you? And he's just like, Bella, like, do you not remember at some point?
He said,
do you not remember at some point? You was like, I can't breathe while we was having sex, and I was scared, and then I stopped, and you yelled at me? Like, come on. I'm traumatized right now.
Oh my God, son. So I'm watching this shit. I'm like, yo, she's really the fucking worst. Son. Like, this nigga has repeatedly said no, and you're just like, I don't care. Like, I'm going to get. She literally jumped on top of this nigga. It was like, no, come on, please, just right now. It's like, yo. And I thought it was hilarious because, in a way, it's like, she has a right to feel like that. But at the same time, like, after he did it once, he was like, whoa. I almost killed you for real. You know what? We about to spend the rest of this vacation playing cards.
Like, right. Yeah, let's chill. Let's just relax.
How about we kind of got this far pretty quickly. How about we actually get to know each other?
I'm fucking crying.
What's your middle name?
Genuinely trying to get to know her. And she was just genuinely trying to fuck the entire time. Like, that shit was mad hilarious. Seeing that dynamic is so funny. It's like, he's just there. Like,
and he's a vampire.
And he had sex with her. Went crazy. Like, was very remorseful, very worried. She's just like, this is the greatest day of my life, right? And then the next few days, her whole thought process is, he don't want to fuck me.
How can I get him to fuck me?
Like, I want him to fuck me. And then he's just like, you know what? I really don't know that much about Bella, man. I've been watching her sleep for a few years, and like, I don't really know a lot.
That shit was hilarious, man. So, anyway, he's just like, you know, you gotta relax, but eventually he gives in. So they have sex again. This is the second time.
Cool. Oh,
no. Well, the second time that we know of.
Oh, you know? No, I'm just saying, oh no.
Yeah. We get to see Jake a little bit, you know what I mean? See what he's been up to.
He's with the gang now.
Yeah. That nigga is, you know, for a second, like when they showed you know, him at the wedding and he felt like a little bit more mature. I was like, oh shit, this nigga changed.
He changed.
No. This nigga did not change at all. This nigga is hoping, like, if Ed turns her, they can use that to break the pack, because that means a human was killed, and that means it's all out war, nigga, and now I can kill you. It was like, yo.
Yes, sir, I get to smoke my biggest op. Hopefully. I mean, I might have to lose my shorty, but I don't think that's that bad of an idea.
Yo, like, as long as I can get, I got a lifetime to get her back. Like, I can kill you. You know what I mean? She's going to live forever. So her choices and niggas is going to get thin. You know what I mean?
He's crazy. And he had a good idea.
He did.
It wasn't a horrible idea.
It was a pretty smart fucking plan. And the big homie, the alpha, was like, nah, fam. Like, we not getting involved with that. Like, you're going to have to move on. You're going to have to get you a new bitch. Like, that's over for that Bella shit. Like, as we speak, she's probably getting fucked. Like, there's nothing. I can't help you, bro. Like, you're going to have to let that one go. So, anyway.
What you talking about right now?
Oh, I was about to say, so Edward leaves to go get her food, right? Mm-hmm. So this is, because we kind of jumped ahead, like, this is where she was doing the reminiscing and all that other shit. So they have sex again, like we just talked about. And this is where things are taking a turn.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, up until now, it still felt like a Twilight movie.
Yeah, this is when it becomes a non-Twilight
movie. And it was like, oh,
we're trying to scare the kids now. Got it. Like,
this is for the adults.
Yeah. So she's sitting there. She's waiting for him because he left a note like, oh, you know, I want to go get you something. Yeah. She's like hungry. So it's like, oh, I'm gonna make some chicken, which to me was funny because the white chicken. And I was waiting for the part where she seasoned it. I was like, So what made that scene funny was after she makes the chicken, she's sitting there, she's standing in the kitchen, she's eating it. She starts to feel sick. She goes to throw up. Could it be the chicken?
Uh-oh.
It's possible.
But here's the thing. She can't why really they're cook. Geniuses, right? She probably cooked that chicken horribly.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, salmonella.
Yeah. It was like, you know, white people cooking chicken, not seasoned.
She made the wrong chicken. And she probably boiled it.
Yeah.
She probably boiled the chicken.
Ah, oh, man. Maybe she fucked this up.
Nope.
It's an adult movie now.
We got real stakes. It's real stakes now. So let me read my notes as they happened specifically for this. Bland and undercooked. Turns out she's late. Bella's pregnant within the first 2 weeks of getting married.
Yes.
On her second time having sex.
Generational fucker.
Yes. Yo.
Generational fucker. First time have sex.
Yo.
You got married. First time have sex. Pregnant 2 weeks in.
Boom.
Like, generational.
Waste Hall of no Famer. Time. Waste no time. So this is where things start really getting dicey.
Edward is one too. Now I'm thinking about it. Yeah. Waited 175 years.
Yeah.
Got her pregnant immediately. At no point was like, let me wear a condom.
So this is where things get real dicey. Because this nigga's been a vampire for 170 something years. No condoms. His lifetime, clearly. These niggas fucked twice. She's like, yo, I'm late. And he's just like, wait, what? That fucking Jacob, I'll kill him. And it's like, no, nigga.
It's you. What the fuck, like, Jacob? Jacob wasn't here.
And she's like, you sure it's mine? Like, this nigga start wilding, son. And I've never seen this side of Edward before.
I'm like, who is this man?
I was like,
we got to take this nigga to Maury. Have to take this nigga to Maury.
I was like, yo, wait, hold on. Is this the same nigga that was just saying, like, forever can't
Edward
explain
just started saying shit like, how that baby got my nose on my face?
I never wear a hat like that.
Yeah, I never fucking wear a hat like that, ever. That wouldn't be fucking me. That baby not fly. I'm fly. Put that baby out in the sun. Did that baby sparkle?
So I'm sitting here crying, laughing, because now it's a teen pregnancy teen scare. Drama. Like, it's like, mom. Yo, like, and it's in the worst possible position because she has no life skills. Fresh out of high school. Know what I mean?
Married.
To
a vampire.
To a vampire who, up until that point, That's why I felt like this nigga's a phony in his first part of the movie. And he was doing all this romantic soliloquy shit because he thought his sperm, them boys couldn't swim.
He thought them boys couldn't swim, man. And you know what's crazy? I feel like his man, like all his homies have fucked human shorties, but they used condoms. And they didn't tell him that. And I feel like he was like, oh, nigga, we've been, we can do whatever we want, man.
I can have all the cold meat sex
you're
I want,
fucking
nigga.
Idiot,
and
bro.
This nigga got her pregnant. And he's just like,
what the fuck?
And to me, that's even crazier because, nigga, you own an island. What is the problem? You own an island.
But then, this is when I'm like, this nigga goes from a complete idiot to cold, calculated
bro.
Killer. The bro. Nigga sits with her. He goes, you are a human. You will die giving birth to a vampire. You should get a smushmorton. And I was like, wait a fucking minute. Are we watching a teen drama?
I thought the love was forever. That's what he said. Happening. He promised the love was forever.
And Bella's like, go fuck yourself. I love you more than my life.
Maybe you'll go fuck yourself.
She was like, yo, but listen, I love you more than my life. I've told you this multiple times. I will die giving birth to this baby. I was like, God damn, Bella.
As proof of our love.
I said, you know what, Bella? You a gangster.
Like,
I'll fuck with it.
Of our love, I will let this child kill me before I kill it. Like, I was like, yo, bro, like, because in my mind, it's like, yo, why are you going so hard?
Also, also, even though that is an option, you fucking know Bella, bro. Like, you tried to force her to stop fucking with you, and that never worked. Did you think you would get her pregnant and she would just be like, you know what? I could get rid of a connection between us. I have so many skills and so much money. My father's so rich and my
rich cop father.
We're so fucking good, well off that I don't need it's any
fine.
Of this.
It's like, fine.
You brought me to your private island and fucked me crazy and then was like, you should probably get a smush-marsh. This nigga is every rich nigga ever.
Ever, son. It all came out. Was that his audition? Yo, because honestly, in that moment, I was like, yo, who is this man?
Yo.
This nigga been lying for three. There's no way you're the same Edward that was going to kill yourself and when, like, you thought you couldn't have her no more.
While, yes, I get it. He don't want her to die. Bro, you're asking for another murder.
Yo.
Like, but at the
and
same
he was
time,
casual about it.
He was mad casual about it.
Because there was one point he was like, and that was a hilarious scene too. He was like, don't worry, we'll get it out of you. And she like paused and the camera panned into her face and she did the, it? I was like, oh, she got him out of balls now. She got him. I was like, oh, you fucked up. You fucked up. You son of a bitch. Oh, you should not have said that shit. So I'm sitting there like, yo, I don't know who this man is. Has he been leading her astray this whole time?
I'm like, is he changing?
Yo, like, who is this? Like, so now because a baby's involved, like, you're not... And you don't even have any type of responsibilities where it's just know. Like, here's you can't handle a kid. Thing.
Imagine if he just said, I think this is too soon to be a father.
To be honest with you, look.
Yo, I've been alive for 170. I told myself when I'm 270... That's when I'm going to settle down and start having children. You get what I'm saying?
That's when I'm going to start a family. Everyone knows before 200.
Everyone knows you have 50 marriages before you have your first family. That's vampire rule.
Oh, shit. So, yeah, this nigga changed. He's like a whole nother person now. I'm fucking confused.
Bella's confused.
Yo, she is the first time she had the rug pulled out on the hus.
Yeah,
so
like, she's like, wait, what the fuck?
Like, so this is how it feels.
I thought this was for life.
Yo, like, blood in, blood out. I thought it was forever.
I thought y'all was gonna jump me in now.
Yo, that shit was hilarious, son. So I, like I said, I never seen this nigga this harsh before. Like, I'm sitting there like confused, because up until then, like, it was all good. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. It was the we all family Yo. Type shit. Everybody a nice person. We love each other. Then it became and a then, bitch. What you finna do? It's getting late. I got work in the morning.
This is why Carlos, she decided to be a doctor. You got a viral excuse.
Oh, fuck. I gotta do a triple bypass, triple heart bypass.
You can't stay here. Like, you gotta go.
I gotta fucking leave. God damn it, Edward. And then I started thinking, how many bitches have you done this to
Yo,
before?
I'm telling you, son, this nigga's not as
this
innocent.
This can't be.
Not
he's a liar.
He's lying.
Theory, Yo. This is the fifth time he's done this.
Yo.
It's just he's never met a shorty as crazy as Mella.
Nobody ever matched as crazy. You know what I mean?
Nah, he's stuck. Damn, we figured it out. The real story is Edward is the villain.
So, yeah, so, you know, they're concerned about, like, this baby situation, and, you know, they're calling Carlisi, and he's just like, yo, I will literally carry you back off this island, back home, in my arms to get that shit out of you, because, like, you can't have this kid. And she's just cool the whole fucking time. Right before this scene, actually, one thing I did forget is she found out she was pregnant literally by the next day. That shit is like, her stomach is like 4 months.
Vampires are different. They grow so fucking fast.
Bro, like within the hour, like her stomach was out. And now this nigga is dealing with it. Again, so I'll say
so
that part is funny.
His worrisome makes more sense.
It's like,
so
whoa.
Now at first he was like, Edward, you fucking bucking.
Yeah.
Then 2 weeks later, she fucking showing. And you're like, oh shit, he might have been right. Fuck, goddamn it, is she okay? Here's another thing that I will say. progressively looked worse as as the time went on in the
as
movie.
Grim she looked death.
Fucking crazy the more time went on.
Yo, there was that
out,
one scene.
Shout out the costume people.
Yo, it was that one scene where Shorty came over to help her like take a shower, and she took the towel off, and she literally looked like crazy. Joaquin Phoenix and Joker, bro.
Yo, that ass.
Yo, it was bones. It was crazy. And she looked in the and that scene was so great because it was like no music, no sound, nothing. She looked up in the mirror, and behind her was Edward like looking at the back of her body, and she pulled the towel back up. Don't look at me.
He's like, what the fuck?
He's in his mouth.
Told you we should have got a smoke shroud, but you didn't want to fucking listen.
I just wanted to play cards. You wouldn't fucking listen. Said,
remember when you asked me about anime and then you stopped? You didn't do it for the rest of the fucking weekend after you got the dick. Oh, this is what happens when I have sex.
I've been tricked.
Nah, that shit almost made that nigga into a born again virgin, man. My boy was flabbergasted at his own work. He was like, why I did this?
Yo, that shit had me crying, son. And the fact that she just kept looking like the, just like you said, the makeup team, like the way her face was sunken, like, that I was literally, at that point, I was concerned. I was like,
I was worried. I was genuinely mad invested, bro.
I was like, all right, invested. At this point, even if he is a dirtbag, like, you gotta worry about you at this point. And for her, it's like, she don't even
mind
fucking care, son.
This is around the time where I was talking to this shorty. I wasn't with her no more. I was still watching these movies in the theaters. I dead went to see that movie with my homegirl, like a homegirl, actual homegirl. Like, and I was in the theater like, nah, I'm really into this shit. I was like, is Bella finna die?
Yo, these niggas was doing that teen pregnancy propaganda, and I was fucking with it at this point, because it's like, yo, you let these niggas on for three movies.
And then the stakes was even crazier. Yo,
if you give birth to this kid, you will die.
All right, continue.
That was hilarious. So, so at this point, guess even Vamp's got to wrap it up. Know what I mean? These niggas got pregnancy scares. Like,
yo, wrap that cold meat up. Like, remember, what they do to tell you? What they do to tell you? Put that plastic over that shit when it's open, nigga. What you doing, nigga? They had never been to a deli before. That's how you can tell.
These niggas never bought a sandwich, you know what I mean? You never got a breakfast sandwich. That shit.
Instead, they try to serve it the Aki way. Yeah. Nigga, what's wrong with y'all? Nigga, that's what happens when you serve it the Aki way.
See what happens?
Like that.
Fuck around.
Real Aki in the deli, nigga. He gonna help you out.
Oh, shit. So, yeah. This part was kind of funny because there was like this housekeeper, the old lady, and she was moving like these niggas was like black. Like, she was like not trying. Like, at first, it was like very weird the way she was always like checking on them and shit. And even Bella was like, what the fuck is going on? And she was, and he was like, yo, like, I think she, you know, she got suspicions I'm a vampire. Like, I'll be doing something. And that's in the moment where I was just like, okay, let's put it like this. Why would she feel like that if you were virgin, nigga? That's how I caught that nigga lying. Because that means, why would she be concerned? If y'all was just a young 18-year-old couple, that means you've been here before, nigga. This ain't your first time on this island. Who you been fucking? This nigga's a fucking liar. Exactly. Why she concerned?
Is that your kid? Yeah. Is that your other kid, nigga? That's why you trying to get us my phone?
Yeah.
How you know about that?
Yeah.
How you learned about that?
How she so
if
curious?
You such a virgin, even though 175 years.
What you was doing on that island, nigga? But you was doing right.
Like, I gifted you.
And to make it worse, she's not that old. So it's not like she had a lifetime of you coming to this island, nigga. She's
niggas
mortal.
Know you, gang. The bloodlines know you.
It's like when you go to that bar, and that bartender see you with a different chick.
And they do that look. There. This guy's the best. They walk up and this guy's the best.
Yeah, this guy. Again.
We love this guy. We love him. Always here. Every time.
That's how you know the bartender's throwing dirt in your game, nigga. Again? Third time this week, this guy.
No, please get the fuck out of here. Tell that girl to come and serve us. Please, leave. Leave. And that's what everyone was basically doing. Yeah. I don't know you like that. Yeah.
I don't even know her.
Yeah, like, I just know she's doing the opposite sometimes.
She's a little weird. You know, the first time Corlissi took me here, like, I met her that time, and now she's got a good memory. I'm unforgettable. Like, this nigga was lying through his, literally, like, now when I sit here and think about it, it's like, how the fuck would she be? Why would she be so fucking worried about Bella if you haven't been here a couple times and some shit happened
to make her feel that way, nigga. You sus.
You sus, daddy.
This nigga a liar, son. Nigga fucking liar, son. So anyway, we move forward. Like I said, Edward is calling this baby a thing, and it's like this nigga just refused to call it a baby. Like he's, which is wild to me because
we gotta get this shit out of here.
Yeah, it's gotta get this thing out of you. And she's thing.
She's like, why are you being like?
Why? Yeah.
He's like, yo, bro, you gotta get it out of. You gotta get it up out of here.
So we get and this is where I feel for Charlie, Bella's dad. You know, he's stuck in the middle of all this shit. He has no idea any of this is going on.
Yeah.
He gets a call from Bella and she's like, oh yeah, you know, I'm extending my trip or whatever. I'm feeling sick. And he's just like, wait, what? Like, what are you talking about? That doesn't sound right. And Jacob hears this because he happens to be in the house. And he know what's sick.
He know what the fuck is up.
He knows some shit is not right.
He told me she's gonna fuck him. Oh, he gave it a cold me. No.
This nigga's sick to his stomach, son. This nigga's in there. He's hearing about this shit. Piss the fuck off. So we move forward, and yeah, he storms off. Charlie's just confused. He's just like, yo, why is my little daughter sick? Why is she sick? Like, what happened? Like, oh, I can't believe. Yo.
But yeah, continue.
So anyway, this nigga, Jacob, with his raging hormones, go to the Cullens crib. To confront Carlisi, like, yo, this is what y'all got? This is what y'all got going on here? You just fucking teens? Like, what the fuck? He hears Bella storms in the house. Carlisi's like, hey, relax. That's how you know this nigga don't care, because he walked into a house of vampires.
Yeah.
It was like, yo, move the fuck aside, nigga. My bitch is here.
He's like, I'm finna talk to my shorty.
Yo, move, nigga, move.
They was like, you all right? You got it. Hey. Edward said you were her gift. Hey. We don't got no say in this one.
I'm sitting there like, yo, this nigga's moving. You by yourself, son. It is mad vampires.
And they
in
got
this
white
house.
Guilt.
Yo.
So they was just like, yeah, we can't beat this Native American up, man. We took their land. This is fucked up.
Oh shit. So yeah, so he storms in or whatever, which is crazy to me. Meanwhile, she's been at the Cullens for like the past 2 weeks, and her stomach is even bigger. She is looking like 6 months at this point. And it's only been about 3 weeks. And that shit is crazy to me, son. And she looks terrible.
And she looks fucking horrible.
Like, terrible. She don't got that good glow. You know when you see, like, certain pregnant, they got that glow where it's like, oh, you got nothing but life on you. You look fantastic. Yo, she looks like grim death.
I'm telling you right now, the baby was inside drinking hell like a Capri Sun, nigga.
That when you squeeze the shit for the extra juice.
But imagine if you was inside the Capri Sun, nigga, just drinking it inside, nigga. And then the shit would just keep getting tight around
yo.
And that was happening to her.
Literally, son. So she's, and to me, like, in that moment, when he finds out that she's pregnant, the look on his face is like, yo, one, you lost your shorty. Two, she's dying. And three, she's pregnant. Bro,
that's
start
a triple
over.
Win. Yo, just, you gotta get a new shorty.
Just start over, bro. You in high school. You can find someone. You can find
bro,
someone.
Go to your pack. It got shorties in your pack.
They will fuck with you.
Yo, bro, I don't know. He was making Christian Bale Batman decisions.
So what makes this shit even funnier now is now you got your husband talking to your side nigga to convince you to get the shmorshman. And I'm like, what happened to this movie?
Now, first of all, that link up between Jacob and Edward was highly confusing.
Yo.
Like, I get both end goals, but, like, that link-up was a nasty link-up.
That was nasty. It was murky, son.
It was a very nasty link-up.
I was sitting there like, yo, wait, what? Like, he was like, yo, so, okay, look. She like you. I know. She
nah,
like
nah,
you.
Nah, hold on. My favorite thing, you skipped my favorite part.
What's up?
Jacob is like, let me fuck it in. And then he hears, like, Bella. Then he sees her, and he don't see that she's pregnant yet. Then he sees that she's pregnant. He looks, his mind starts racing. He realizes what's happened, and then he looks at Edward and goes, "You did this, duh, nigga." Like, who else would have fucked? Like, she told you.
Oh my god, I'm sitting there crying the whole time because I guess part of the theory is just like, yo, I thought
That's not how it works, nigga. Like, all that down, that should be dead, nigga. Like, you should literally be, like, nothing, like, smoke. Like, nothing should be coming out, bro. It's like dust.
Hell
like,
nah. Nigga,
dust to swim, apparently. Like, so, and she mad young, too, so she fertile. Man. She fertile as fuck, nigga. You picked a fresh 18-year-old.
Oh, no.
You was wild, no.
Don't cancel it. We talking about...
I'm talking about Edward, not
Edward,
me.
Edward, not
like,
yet.
That nigga is wild,
he was bugging out. He was really bugging
yo,
out.
Yo, and now you confused. How are you confused? What are you confused by, son?
But yeah, he trying to get Jacob together.
Yeah, yo.
And then Jacob
nasty conversation
actually with it. Because he's like, yeah, if I get my bitch out of this, like... then fine.
This whole thing was just a nasty situation. So.
But of course, she's like, go to hell.
Exactly.
I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want, and I'd rather die than listen to anyone else. Because I love that nigga. And I love you too. But chill.
So, like, yeah, so he's like, yo, if you don't let her get the shmorshin, like, she'll die. And if she dies, you get what you want. You get to kill me, because... technically, I'm responsible for her dying.
So why he gaslighting this nigga into revenge?
So it's like, yo, like...
he was like, actually, good idea. Great idea.
So it's like, hey, you know, if you could talk her out of it, she could live.
Like you said earlier, his plan was finally coming to fruition.
Yo.
He could thin out the competition.
Yo.
You know what I'm saying?
The problem is, though, she got to give birth, and she's not going to survive it. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like, I can't let her die, even if I want to kill you so bad, nigga. But not at the expense of if she gotta die.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean? So, like, fuck. Like, she gotta have the kid. So, this is a messed up situation for everybody.
Yeah.
Because, meanwhile, he don't want her to have the kid, but she gotta have the kid because he want her to live. But Edward don't want her to have the kid because this nigga's been lying, like, this whole fucking time. I can't prove it because, like I said, on the island, that whole situation with the housekeeper is very sketchy and they never talk about that shit again. But fine. He's... worried she will die is why he doesn't want her to have the child.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, so, whatever, nigga.
So anyway, she's like in a chill voice just telling Jake, like, you know, it's cool, it's fine. Like, I'm gonna survive. I'm gonna be all right. Like, bad people in movies don't die. Like, and I'm the villain. Like, why would I die? Like... the good die young. I'm not like, don't you know the phrases, Jacob?
I'm fucking crying.
Like, I'm gonna be okay.
She didn't give a shit. She was like, I'm doing whatever I want, man. You
like,
can't stop
I'm
me.
Gonna be fine. Like,
only, I can't read. This guy can't stop me because I can't read. Like, what are you talking about?
Like, why would I die? Like, that doesn't even make sense. Like, I'm not a good person. Like, that's for them. Like, that's not for me. Have you not seen the last three movies,
I'm
Jacob?
Like,
I've survived everything thrown my way. Vampires, revenge, like woman scorn.
Foreshadowing.
Like I survived everything. What's a pregnancy?
She was so wrong.
Yo. So anyway, so like she's just like, yo, I'm not worried or whatever. And he's like, I don't want to stick around. And she's just like, why? And he's just like, because I know how this ends. Like, but you're going to die. Like, that's how this works. Like, you're not equipped. You don't have the facilities for that, big man.
That
like,
ass.
You are a human.
Ass.
Like, you're not going to give birth to a vampire.
Die,
like, this is not going to happen for you. So he goes into rage mode or whatever, kicks his bike, rips his clothes off again.
Again.
And transforms. So it's like, yo, how many... do you buy in bulk?
They gotta have mad clothes. They gotta get mad clothes. They gotta cop mad of the like the same cheap ass clothes.
Yo, honestly.
They gotta buy clothes from Food Town.
This was like 2003, so they was at Sears going crazy, nigga.
They
like,
was in the grocery store buying clothes in bulk.
These niggas at Costco like lighting that shit up.
Still going crazy.
So yeah, so they're like you know, like I said, he goes into the rage or whatever. Bella's she hears all the wolves hear Jacob howl or whatever, cause you know like
it's the bird call.
Yeah, like it's the bird call. So these niggas think something's wrong or whatever, and it's like the Thundercat. It's like the Sword of Omens type shit. Like he fly and they all the eyes light up and shit. These niggas is like something's going down. So they link up, and they're like, yo, Bella's the ops, bro. Because word gets around fast.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Sam is just
community.
Like, yo.
Listen.
Fuck them kids. Fuck
we them. We was cool when they had like their little crush thing going on, but she pregnant now. And she can't not give birth to that.
Yeah,
whatever that is.
Vampire, bro. They was like, we can't deal with that. We got to kill that.
Like,
so we got to kill Bella before this even happened.
So in my mind, I'm thinking about all this, and I'm like, why? One, what's the big deal? Because Bella's not half demon. She's human. So now you have a half vampire, half human. Now you have Blade.
Yeah.
But my issue is nothing happens to you niggas in the sun. So what the fuck is the difference?
See, my what I would think they're thinking is this is something we've never dealt with before, so we don't know how strong or weak it is. So we don't want to deal with that. Like, and realistically so, like, that's, it's almost like the Dragon Ball Z shit, where, like, half Saiyans are stronger than full Saiyans.
Okay.
So, like, in their head, they're probably thinking, like, oh, these niggas, even though they don't really have a weakness, they just sparkle.
They don't, they just sparkle, it's like, nigga. So, like, what the fuck?
What do you think is really going to happen? But they also be ready for war.
They do. They do. Because, honestly, in that moment, I was like, yo, like, he's going to have half the genes of Edward and Bella. Like, so at worst, he's a danger in school. Like,
oh my God.
He's probably going to have all the wolf shorties in school and some shit, but he ain't going to really do nothing, nigga. Like,
he's just going to be sad about it, man. Yeah. He's going to have like an emo swoop.
I can't believe I'm fucking three bitches at the same time. Oh my God. Like,
it's literally it. I only love wolves. No.
So that's literally the only thing you have to worry about, nigga, because there's nothing threatening about Bella. Like, like, you have nothing to worry about on her part of the DNA. Like, that part, you're good. Like, now he's half weaker than the rest of them. Like, that's easy for you to thin off the herd, my nigga. Like, you got nothing to worry about at this point. But fine. They put their plan together like, yo, we have to kill Bella. Like, she just has to die at this point. So, like I said, they put their little plan together. You know, Jacob is not down for this shit because that's his boo. He decide. Like, you can't. What? Like, nigga, like, this is the only pussy I'm gonna ever possibly get. Like,
y'all niggas bugging.
Yeah, you know, like, I'm not going against her.
I'm not doing that.
So, yeah. So, like, at this point to me, it feels like definitely a Maury type it's situation.
Civil war happened.
You literally have a teen pregnancy with a vampire. With a wolf side nigga, with his homies coming to kill you. There's multiple plots going on.
And now this nigga don't fuck with his wolf homies because of you.
For you. And he not even like, he not even your husband. Like, he picked a side for no reason.
That nigga started a new pack.
This nigga jumped in front of a bullet for no reason. Nobody was even shooting at him.
Yo, he wanted it.
They were shooting in the sky, nigga. Like, they
wanted. He said he wanted that. He don't care. Yo. Number one hater.
Yo. I respect it. That nigga was going crazy for real. So anyway, they like, yeah, you know, get the blickies. I mean, get the ratchets. Because tonight we ride. Like, we gotta get Bella the fuck out of here. We gotta kill Bella. So he's trying to assert, and I thought that was kind of funny. He's doing like the wolf dominant shit, alpha shit on Jacob. And like the rest of them, they cowered. They were just like, well,
Jacob is like, nigga, I am a psychopath.
He was like, yo,
I love Bella.
He was like, yo, that doesn't work on teen hormones, bro. Like, it does. I don't care about alpha right now. So like, he breaks out of like the hold or whatever, and he leaves. And he's just like, nah, fuck this. I'm gonna go get my bitch. Like, y'all not gonna kill her. So he goes and he snitches. That's how you know this nigga in love. This nigga went to the vamps.
He was like, yo, this nigga went, I hate
to the,
y'all niggas.
He
but.
Went to the ops. Was like, yo,
I hate y'all, but. Listen. My mans is on their way to fucking smoke y'all.
They got the blickies on them, and shit's about to get Bella, hectic. So I just need y'all to know what's about to go down. You know what I mean? I'm going against the gang for y'all.
Dead ass.
And it's like, you not even the number one nigga, son.
Yo. He number two. Yo, Bella pussy must be serious. Yo. He didn't even get it. Crazy.
Shit crazy, son. So anyway, yeah, he's basically like, yo, like, I don't want her dying. Like, I'm betraying the wolf pack just to get her. Coincidentally, the wolves haven't eaten in weeks. These niggas have not hunted. These niggas is weak. They starving. They like Bella. They haven't had any blood. Bad. They down bad. And the wolves know. And that was the most, like, these niggas was reading Sun Tzu or some shit, son. That shit was some. Or they were like, yo, we not even going to attack. We just going to chill in the woods until these niggas get so hungry, they got to come out here.
I'm fucking, yeah.
And pick these niggas off. Because they were like, yo, we just going to chill. And they was literally out there. Like, you literally saw, like, that was a great shot. They literally show them from, like, the leg up just watching the house. And it's like, damn, like, what are we going to do? Like, we all stuck in here. While these niggas got the place around it, they not going to attack us.
Yeah.
They just going to wait till we come out and pick us off. And I was like, God damn, these niggas smart.
They geniuses.
Yo, these niggas smart as fuck. It's like, yo, you got to wait us out. You going to get hungry. We could.
We could leave three niggas to watch. Yo. The other three niggas go eat, and then
you know we all communicate mentally. So like, if you come out, we gonna know.
That shit is crazy.
That shit was hilarious.
Yeah, it's like, yo, we just wait you out. Surrounded.
We just wait you out. It's cool. Yeah. Come outside. We not gonna jump you.
We not gonna jump you for real. Well, we are though. We dead gonna jump you.
Yo, that shit had me crying, son. So, Khaleesi, like at this point, the baby's literally breaking Bella's bones because the nigga's getting so
moving like the exorcist.
Yo, the shit is getting so big inside of her, like it's literally rearranging her spine. Like at one point, it breaks her back.
Yeah, her back get broke.
I was like, whoa,
spinal, like whoa. Mike Tyson, literally.
I was like, wait, okay.
It looked like the exorcist, man. Yeah, I was scared. Nah, I was fucking worried.
I was like, yo, like this is really for kids. Like that's all that kept going through my head was like, yo, they made this movie for children, like. This is really taking place right now.
Nah, that shit was insane.
So anyway, she's literally dying, and they're like, yo, you won't make it to childbirth, bro. Like, yeah, if the kid keeps moving like this, not even like a pussy expansion, you're not getting this kid out. Like, he's like, gonna just rip through you, bro.
We gotta do
like,
a cesarean.
Yeah, like,
we gotta get a cesarean.
Yeah, we gotta give you a butt 50, bro. Like, right across the stomach. Like, this shit is not gonna work. So anyway, Edward yells at Bella for like the first time in movies because he's just like, I can't love that thing. Because she was just like, yo, like he's like, yo, please get the shmorshin at this point. Please, please. Like, do you not? It literally rearranged your spine. She's like, no, this is like a symbol of our love and I'm going to keep the kid. He's like, I can never love that thing that killed my boo.
Crazy.
Yo. Edward?
Who is this nigga, right? Like, he just be changing when anything threatens Bella. He just is he wants to murder it. Even his own child. What are you saying right now, man?
This is romance? Like, this is what niggas was eating up in the 2000s?
That wasn't romance. That was psychopath.
I was like, ain't no way, bro. Ain't no fucking way. So anyway, he's wilding. It literally looks like a Maury drama at this point. Like, shit is going crazy. This is where, like, the shower thing happened from earlier that I was talking about. Because at this point, he was already pissed. So then him seeing her look like Joaquin Phoenix, it just incited him even more. Because, like, bro, you look like the wires on these mics. Like, you look insane at this point. You're just like, nope, gonna have him. I'm gonna do it. And he should have knew that she was gonna keep that kid just based off the fact that she wanted to date a vampire.
Yeah. Like,
she was already off at that point.
She wanted to be a vampire, nigga. That was her whole like spiel. That was her only end goal of life.
That's it. At 18. Like, that's
and
all she
had.
And
then it changed to having this baby, and then I'm fine.
So it literally, like, she literally looked like the plate of chicken that she made earlier. Like,
oh, my this, God. You know, oh, my God.
She looks terrible. You know what I mean? Like, fucking number two pencils or whatever. So anyway, Khaleesi thinks the baby's probably thirsty for blood. To me, at this point, they were all mad late because clearly the baby wanted blood. Like, it's a half vampire. It only makes sense. She's literally turning white. She's looking anemic. You're a doctor. You've been playing one for fucking who knows how long. Yes, nigga, she probably wants blood.
I'm crying. It's a fucking vampire. Yeah,
like,
baby.
What do you think he wanted? Like, Brussels sprout? Like, what do you think the baby was looking for all this time? So shit gets even more funny because at this point, I feel like they're just making shit up in this movie. Because Edward was just like, all right, I'm going to make this more palatable for you. And I'm going to put it in a styrofoam cup. So he pours the blood packet into the styrofoam cup, puts the cover on top, gives her a little straw. And she's just
slurping like, that jip up, man. She's going
it's blood.
Crazy.
Like, you're not even a vampire.
Yo, she was a vampire, technically.
Because at that moment, she's just like, she sips it a little bit. And I'm like at the edge of my seat, just waiting to hear if she's
throw up.
This is good. And it's like, yo, wait, what?
What the fuck?
You're not even a vampire yet, bro. She's like, you're normal.
She was slurping that thing down.
It was like the Capri Sun, nigga. Like,
for real, for blood.
At that point, if I'm Edward, it's like red flag number four. You're not even supposed to be doing... You're not even one of us yet. Like, why are you...
What are you doing?
This is fucking gross, bro. Like, that is fucking gross. She's literally slurping blood. Anyway, she's doing it out of the cup. I don't know why it made me think of Lil Wayne and his... Fucking don't ask what's in my cup. Don't ask what's in my cup. What's in my cup is what's in my cup. And she was literally moving. She was double cupped up on that blood, son. On that O positive.
On that O positive, bro. Crazy.
Oh, shit. She had that dirty for real, nigga. Oh, shit. All right. So, while she's getting this blood, the other vamp's got to go.
Yeah.
Jasper's like, I cannot be here for this.
I'm fucking hungry. She's slurping that shit. Yo, that's crazy. I need to slurp some shit.
Yo.
This is crazy. Y'all bugging out.
I can't be here for this. This is not cool. We already hungry. We haven't ate. It's been like 3 weeks.
Y'all niggas
fucking. And you wasting the good blood on a human?
Bitch? Who can eat a steak, nigga?
Get this bitch a sandwich.
Get a steak, nigga. Let's suck on this fucking steak, nigga. Raw steak. That shit might work.
You wasting the good blood on her, homie. Are you serious?
I'm out of here.
I can't be here for this shit. So now you're thinking about it just from like a Jasper perspective is one, our backup blood you're giving to the human bitch. And then on top of that, we can't even go eat because the vamp ops, the wolf ops is outside. I'm strapped. I'm hungry. Niggas is trying to kill me. This shit is looking like baby boy, nigga. Like, I can't go nowhere. Like, everyone's fucking after me all at the same fucking time. That had me dying because I was just trying to picture it from everyone else's perspective in that house that was not Bella or Edward that was dealing with, like, teen pregnancy drama. Like, everyone else is like, yo, like, honestly, y'all could just... She is... Niggas is hungry, to be honest with you. Like, you could just, like, let her die and we could just go outside because they're going to leave. Like, they're not going to, like, hang around if she's dead. Like, it's cool. Whole time that shit is going on. I think it's hilarious because she's been going through mad blood packs. Like, the whole backup collection that they had, she's, like, running through the whole shit. She's calling her dad, giving this nigga the worst possible lie, son. She was just sick, and he's like, yo, so what happened? You supposed to be coming home. Oh, I'm at a spa. What? I thought she was just sick. What are you fucking talking about? Yeah, you know, they said I'm going to be fine. Don't call anymore, Dad. Bye. What? Shit ain't been right. You've been gone for like a month at this point. Your vacation was 2 weeks. Then you came back. I didn't know that you came back. You with the Cullens for like another 2 weeks. Nigga, it's been a month since you've been gone. Since you've been gone? Like, you've been gone, my nigga. Like, this shit don't make no fucking sense. So anyway, she's at this point, she's like literally lying for no reason while sipping blood. Her life is just a mess at this point, bro. You're lying to your pop, sipping on blood with a vampire baby in a vampire house being hunted by wolves. Your life is
fucking crazy.
This is the type of shit teachers be talking about in high school.
This is why they're like, you need a plan, nigga.
They're like, yo, you need a plan. You can't just be out here just fucking. Like, you need to figure your shit out. This is what they talk about.
This is
what can happen to you.
This like, movie might have just been a PSA of, like,
honest teen pregnancy. Yeah, exactly. That's literally what this shit is. Like, yo, sure, you can have sex, and I'm sure it feels good, but you might have a half vampire kid, and you got to sip blood to keep it alive.
Your baby daddy wants you to have a sports motion, and so does your side guy that he gave you as a gift.
And ops is outside. So, or you can go to college. Like,
yeah.
You get a job. Like, it's up to you. You make your choice.
Be better than your father.
Yeah. Honestly, so, like, I'm watching this shit, and I'm fucking crying, son, because all this shit, it felt like all these different storylines just kind of converged all at the same fucking time.
And it was like a clusterfuck of crazy shit happening.
It was like literally the worst day a person can have all at the same fucking time. Like, everything that could have gone wrong went wrong at the same fucking time. So the blood's working. Like, she's like kind of regaining herself. She's starting to feel, she's looking a little better.
Not looking that crazy anymore. She still look crazy.
You know what I mean? She still look, yeah, she look normal crazy for her. You know, they're checking on, you know, back at the Cullens, you know, they checking on Bella. for, you know, baby names, you know, if it's a boy, EJ, which is crazy.
Because you know, I was like, what is Edward Jacob, nigga? Are you fucking crazy? And you know what's crazy? You know what's even crazier about that scene? Both these niggas smile.
Bro,
both these niggas. I was like,
I was so confused.
No, real shit. I wasn't. So I was like, Bella, you's a pimp.
Pimp,
hooray, nigga.
I Edward never heard Jacob, no shit like that.
She in said my it life. In front of both of them and Edward's family. And everybody was like,
chest
out. Aww. Everyone dead said, aww.
That's so cute. That's so cute.
She fire, so man. I don't know. I don't think I hate Bella no more, man. She do whatever like, she want.
What? Like, how? Oh, that shit was crazy to me.
But then a weird, cute moment immediately ruined by water. Well, not even water breaking. It was crazy.
Before we even get to the water breaking, because that was the boy name.
Yeah.
So then she gave the girl name. And that was probably, honestly, I've heard a lot of bad names. I thought that name sucked. Dick, nigga.
Because
when she said that shit, and like Jacob and Edward was like, and you could tell in their head, they were like, yo, nah, this name is mad
this
fucking trash.
Fucking stupid.
And they were like, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay.
It's if growing
that's what
on
you
me.
Like,
it's,
if, you know, if you like it, I love it. You know?
Exactly. It was one of those. Yeah. It was like, yeah. I'm with whatever you want to do. Like
they was fucking with EJ though. Yeah. That shit was hilarious. They was like, you know what? We did make a good
Yo,
team.
That shit had me crying, son. So anyway,
also that baby would always be if the baby was named EJ, the baby would always have to remember that both my dads teamed up to make me get schmushmorted. And I'm named after both of them.
Yo, nah, I just listen. For me, I couldn't imagine you living the rest of eternity as resume, Somani. Like
resume, it's
resume. Like
resume.
No, nigga, I'm gonna call it resume. Nigga.
Yeah, resume.
Like,
yeah, that's a crazy fucking name.
Forever, nigga.
It's a crazy
like,
fucking.
You don't even get a chance to be like, well, I had that stupid name, and then I'm bad. No,
nah,
it's forever. Like
forever.
Mad lifetimes are gonna know you as
yeah,
this
people
fucking
dead ass
stupid
call
name.
You resume.
Forever, like,
yeah.
So I thought that shit was hilarious. So anyway, yeah. So get that shit out of here. We move on. The baby's coming.
Yeah.
Shit is about to get crazy. Get this nigga out now. Like, get him out of my fucking stomach. Cause this is worst case scenario. Cause now I'm giving birth. These niggas is hungry. They have not ate in 3 weeks. I am throwing up blood everywhere,
yeah.
And they're just like, oh, I cannot be in the room
we can't
for this
be here.
Fucking
I gotta
shit.
Go. I gotta go.
And I thought in that moment, one, who wrote that is a psychopath, and two, you are the hilarious. You are fucking
yeah.
hilarious,
you're
bro. Because I would have never thought of some shit like that. It was just like, whoa, pregnancy, blood, whoa.
All right. I gotta go.
I gotta go.
I gotta leave.
I
back away from the door to the room slowly.
And in that moment, it's like, yo, that's how I know I couldn't be a vampire, bro.
Yeah.
Them niggas was about to go crazy during our pregnancy, son.
Yo, they nasty.
Them niggas is different, son. So now that goes back to my first thought. What the hell were them niggas doing at the bachelor party?
They was eating strippers.
Yo,
they was sucking on strippers, man. On blood, on stripper blood. They was having strippers cut their arms and had them roll off their titties. And like they was just sorry.
Yo, what the fuck? Like,
it had to be some like queen of the damn to, shit, nigga. So great. Yo, you know what they did? They did the blade party with the blood sprinklers. Dead ass.
Because there's no way in that moment, at least have a moment where it's like, we can't do this. This is disgusting.
Yeah.
They were like, hey, yo, listen, I can't trust myself.
That
like,
crazy.
In the middle of this pregnancy, I'm like, no, I can't be here, bro. Like,
niggas,
I gotta
believe.
Leave.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
And I was like, that's great writing. For me, like,
yeah,
that's great. Because that's fucking hilarious. All right. So, yeah, the blood, this she's looking like a feast to these niggas. So they have to fucking leave. So now the movie, it literally looks like two men and a baby. Like, it literally looks like the 90s fucking film. Jake is telling her, like, you know, like, he's telling Edward, like, yo, change her, bro. Like, you gotta change her before this, like, while the baby's still in her. And he's just like, hey, listen, can't do that. She might die. We might lose both. Like, I can't, you know what I mean? And Carly C isn't around.
The one time they need the fucking doctor. Why? Because this nigga went out. They tried to do some quick hunting shit while the wolves were distracted earlier. Because yeah. Jacob was like, hey, I need to talk to all of you in the same vicinity at the same time. Mind you, we all have a psychic link. I can talk to one of you and talk to all of
basically,
you.
But
that's fine. I just need you to physically
in
here.
In this one area.
Yeah, at the same time on some Scooby-Doo shit. So they all stupidly
like
go to the same
yeah.
go to the same area, and that gives the other vampires a chance. Ski, ski, get some quick blood, you know what I mean? Yeah. Get their strength up for this fight because she's about to get real because she's about to get pregnant.
Yeah.
She's about to have the baby. Like I said, that was the one part where I felt like stupid writing because I was like,
this is
you
kinda dumb.
Definitely said these niggas are psychically linked. So why do
they have to meet for a group meeting like this?
But okay. Fine.
Whatever. Let's chalk it up to werewolf instinct.
It's fine. So anyway, we move forward. The baby's coming or whatever. Edward has to bite her stomach because they need to like make a
C-section.
You know what I mean? C-section to get the baby out because that shit's not coming out the normal way. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be a normal pregnancy. So this nigga
goes,
yum, 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 yum. I've been waiting for a chance.
Yo, like, dead ass.
And it's just like, whoa,
this is a movie for teens.
Yeah, I was like, this is fucking graphic as fuck. Nigga bites. In that moment, I literally typed, this is nuts. What am I watching? Word for word.
This is nuts.
What am I watching?
Yeah. Yeah.
The baby definitely bit her. This nigga's hungry. She passes out. She basically dies. In this moment. And Edward is just like, I can't believe this shit. Like, you really gonna just give me this responsibility? Like, you just gonna die and now I gotta raise a kid? Like, by myself? Like, I'm not rich and have an island and can seriously take care of multiple children and it'd be perfectly fine. But you just left me anyway? And it's just like, are you serious? So this nigga, he bites her. He injects the venom. And what gets the shit crazy is like, okay, this is supposed to be like a romance, whatever type movie, Romeo, Juliet. He bites her and it's like, at some point she's going to come back, right? No. This nigga lit her body up, nigga. This nigga bit everywhere. This nigga, he just went to town, nigga.
He's at his town.
It was bite town, nigga. Like, he, this nigga to the shoulders. He elbows, he says, nigga.
Ah, please. Come back to me. Might in mad different
I was
areas.
Like, yo, she's gone, bro.
She's out of here, bro. She's gone. Exactly what she said she was going to do.
Yo, she did that shit. Word for word, bar for bar. Yo. This nigga bit her ankles. I was like, yo, if it ain't working the neck, bro, and it ain't working the shoulders, I don't think the ankles is going to get it done.
It was crazy. He is sick.
Yo,
he is sick bitch.
This is why he ain't want to fuck the second time on the trip, nigga.
Yo.
So he was going to get his jollies off before they had to get rid of her.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. So, all right. So, yeah. Jacob, he cries. This thing goes outside, and he literally cries. The other wolves, they basically realize what happened, and they were like, cool. And them niggas just go back into the world.
They're like, we gonna let you cry, player. We out of here. Yeah. Mission accomplished, homie. Let's go drink beer. Hopefully, Jacob joins us.
Round of brewskis. Like, them niggas just like, well.
We out of here, man.
Mission accomplished.
Like, yo, dead ass.
Them niggas just left, son. This nigga's sitting there. He's just crying. You got Edward inside. He's just like still biting her. Nobody's stopping this nigga.
Yeah,
he's going
just
crazy.
Like, please, girl.
And, you know, he's like begging for her to get up or whatever. He finds out that she died or whatever. They link up to kill the baby because they find out the baby still survived or whatever. This is why that AKA earlier, tying shit around, he's not Steppenwolf. Nigga, he's the wolf that stepped up. See how these AKAs work, nigga. This nigga goes, like, because at first in that scene, I was like, why are we seeing pictures of, like, her future? Clearly, that's the kid. Like, it's some CGI shit. And it was like, what the fuck is going on? This nigga imprinted on the baby, son.
Yo. The nigga was going to smoke the child. He's like, I'm finna kill this.
This nigga was Don Cheadle at first.
I'm finna kill Resume. Resume is out of here.
EJ, whatever. You out of here.
It was resume. He looks at resume in the eyes and he's like, oh, wait, this is the most precious baby I've ever seen in my life. Oh, no. It's like when you see those YouTube videos of cute babies doing shit, you're like, wait a minute, maybe I should have a kid. Nigga had immediate imprint baby fever. He was like, goddamn, I need a baby.
This nigga imprinted on the child to love this baby forever. That his ops put into his number one boo as a side
nigga. Life is crazy.
This is the wildest 18-year-old story. And this nigga's like 16 because he's 2 years younger than these niggas. Why are you taking on the responsibility? You are 16, my
guy. He don't care. He do not care.
You gave up your wolf pack. You now have a child. How do you even fuck nobody?
Nigga's a father. He didn't have sex with nobody. He's still a virgin. What is happening?
What is going on in this film at this point? You got a dead body. You got a dead mom. You got a half wolf baby.
Now y'all two dads out here.
Two dads and
one
a baby.
Wolf and one vampire and a half human, half vampire baby.
This is
two
like,
dads and a baby. This was the future.
This is like NBC. Like, this is like a show on NBC or some shit. Prime time. Yo, like a comedy.
Look, listen.
This is like Martin Sheen and two odd dads. Yeah.
And that'd be the name of the show on NBC.
And it's just like, yo, what the fuck is taking place in this movie right now? So anyway, she's not coming back. She's still down. Jake is giving like the why I oughta face to this nigga. Like, yo, you did this. You lucky I got this baby, bro.
Yeah.
You lucky I could raise this child. Like, you lucky I have something to look forward to. It would have been a slaughter because that, like, he wanted them niggas dead.
Yeah.
All he wanted to do was, if everyone else in that house had died because the wolves ended up killing these niggas and everyone died and both sides killed each other out and the only person that lived was Bella and his baby, this nigga would be a father.
Yes.
At 16.
Immediately.
He
stepped up.
Yeah, stepped up. Steppenwolf, nigga.
That stepped up. Thanks.
Easy. So anyway, they said, I think Carly C makes it into the, after all this shit happens, and there's a pulse on Bella. She's still unconscious. She's still not waking up, but it possibly worked. We just got to give her some time. So they got her nice and dressed up in this room. They do like some CGI shit. You see like the blood flowing through the veins and shit. You see like the Venom. This is like the first Venom movie. Yeah. With like 90s graphics and shit.
Yeah.
And you literally see all the like the blood cells ripping apart. I'm like
coming together.
Wasted the budget. It's like 5 minutes left.
All the budget in that.
It's 5 minutes left in this movie.
Yeah, said, let's go crazy for the last 5 minutes, man.
They were like, how much we got left in the budget? Fuck it. Like,
they said it wasn't a lot of fighting. We gotta throw it in there.
Throw it in. And the movie ends with Bella opening her eyes and her eyes are red.
Bloodshot,
you know what I mean?
Red vampire.
Yo, it's from all the lies she told. She looked like Omni-Man.
She finally got what she wanted. Bella is what I call have one plan and stick to it and it might fucking work. She had the 0.00001.
I'm about to give y'all niggas a bar real quick.
What's up?
Bella basically said no plan B. See what I did? See what I did? See what I did there?
Third high. That's crazy. Yeah, that was a bar.
Double entendre. Don't even ask me how.
That's gonna
nigga.
Be the final thing too. I don't got nothing to say. It
should
be that.
Oh shit! So honestly, up until this point, when it comes comparing first four movies, I still gotta edge out Twilight, my nigga. These niggas been going crazy.
Yeah,
like. We got teen pregnancies. We got vamps. We got smortions. We got deaths. We got betrayal.
I'm not gonna lie.
We
this
got,
movie
like, link
did
ups.
Turn
like,
up the intensity of what the fuck had happened.
We had gang link ups. We had mashing. We got lies. We got
it was a lot of shit.
Villains are winning. It's like Infinity War, nigga.
Yeah.
Like, it's like the first Thanos, nigga. Like she got everything she wanted, and there's still one more movie.
Crazy.
I gotta salute Bella for that. Like. And you got it all at 18.
You went fucking crazy.
You bow wow, nigga. Overachieved, like you overachieved, nigga. You had a whole career by the time you turned 18. You got everything you ever wanted. You got a kid. You set up for life. This nigga got an island.
Your second nigga is basically your godfather, the godfather of your baby.
Never touch that kid.
He gave up the gang for you.
That shit is crazy. Life is crazy. Her life is lit.
Bella's gonna write a better life, nigga. Like
yeah, Bella did it, and she did. That. She gaslit her way into success.
Villains, yo. This is why niggas be like, yo, nice guys finish.
Hey, man.
Hey, sometimes the villains do win, son. Like, and to top it off, she even cheated death. So even if this was karma, it was just like, yo, you got to die for all the shit you did. And she came back.
She got a second chance now. She had all that shit done. She dealt with
yo,
it already.
It's like, yeah, it's like, yo, karma, you got yours.
Can't wait to see how she acts now that she got a second chance.
Yo.
And the craziest second chance. Now she's super vamped up.
Yo. I cannot wait. I am part upset at myself for never seeing these movies before, but I am also part happy that I get to watch and experience this shit as an adult.
Yeah.
And be able to analyze this shit on this level. Cause honestly, I love this shit. This shit is actually good.
It's pretty intense. It's pretty good. It's all right, man. I told y'all. I seen this in theaters with my homegirl because I was like, all right, I'm going to see what this is about. I was like, God damn. By the end, I was like, what the fuck? Is this the same movie? I said, all right, we got to see the next one.
Y'all won me over. Twilight fans, I'm part of Twilight. Y'all did it. Y'all got me.
What do you rate it?
This one? In terms of entertainment, I want to say it's like a 4.5. Like, I've been thoroughly entertained.
Nice.
Like,
nice.
The negatives is really just Bella. That means she's a good character. Like, it's engaging. So for me, in terms of entertainment, I'll watch that movie again. Like, anytime.
I gave it a 4.
It's no, a, really yeah, like it's a strong 4. Like, that movie's Twilight really series good. Is kind of higher than niggas. They called me a madman when I said it in the first one. Niggas said, yo, this nigga's insane. This nigga's crazy. They killed me on Twitter.
They did kill you on Twitter.
They killed me, and I stood my ground. I still stand it, nigga. Hey, this shit is good, nigga.
Hey, man, fuck it. Twilight is good, though.
This shit is good, son. Yeah, you got any final words?
The final words is what you said earlier, man. That shit. Yo, Bella said no plan B, nigga. Hey, see how that worked out.
Hey.
So did Edward. But he didn't say don't in the beginning. He wanted a trough a lot. He wanted some shit to happen. And he had a nasty link up with.
Hey.
Where it didn't. ENJ was born.
Yo. That's the real ENJ, nigga. Yo. Yeah. So honestly, I have no other final words other than, like you said, the quote, because. No plan B, nigga. Like, all plan A, and it worked out.
Dead ass.
So, as always, this has been another issue of the Mighty MetaHumans podcast, providing you with that high-quality nerd commentary. Subscribe, leave a review, tell a friend. If you like these reviews, especially the Twilight, the Harry Potter, if there's another series you want us to do, hit us up. Let us know. We definitely got to do Lord of the Rings for this, nigga. Because I gave y'all niggas the whole Twilight series. And Harry Potter, nigga. You gonna have to get 3 movies, nigga. You gonna have to.
You know what? I'll start.
You gonna have to figure it out.
I'll start the first one.
Yeah. So if there's other movies or whatever you guys want us to do, like a long review, like how we've been doing, just hit us up. Let us know. Like, I'm down to watch them. I'm here for the pod, nigga. Like, I gave y'all niggas Harry Potter, and if you search my history, that would never happen, nigga.
That would never happen. Yeah, niggas really about to make me watch Lord of the Rings. That's easily 50 years of my life. Easily. So and 40 hours of that first movie.
I swear to God, if this nigga ends up becoming a fucking fan.
Yeah, I probably will, which is crazy, son. I probably will. Because I've been playing a lot of, like, Dungeons & Dragons and Baldur's Gate and shit recently. This and it's high fantasy.
I swear to God,
so I think,
nigga,
I might end up really liking that shit. And, like, it's going to get this nigga tight. Nigga's going to be so mad. He's going to be pissed.
I'm going to be crying, son. Yeah, so, as always, you can find us on Patreon. If you're listening to this, you're on Spotify or Apple or Google, wherever you listen to us, times to the Patreon. You know what I mean? You get these episodes with the actual videos. See that shield in the background? That shit is fucking fire. That's a Lego shield. This nigga is crazy. 6 hours on that shit. This nigga's
we do
that's
shit
dedicated,
like that, man.
You know what I mean?
We do shit like that.
Yeah, so like I said, sign to the Patreon. You can sign up, become a Green Lantern. You know what I mean? You get a ring.
Mm-hmm.
You get these video episodes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You get to see our actual reactions. Because sometimes
just hearing it on the mic is different from actually seeing. You saw that bar I gave?
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, nigga, you gotta see that, nigga. Yeah, you gotta see that live action, that nigga. Sign for Dennis Plus. You know what I mean? Streaming service. We said it in the episode and we delivered, nigga. We got a whole streaming service. We got the Night Deviant pod. Uh-huh. We got other pods coming. You know what I mean? Right, I'm not gonna talk to y'all about that shit, working on it. But you know what I mean? Sign up. That boy's on there going crazy. I listened to some of them. I went back and I listened to some of them episodes.
He's nuts.
This nigga's different, son. Like, he's fucking
hate that
different.
Nigga, but he's hilarious.
That nigga's crazy, son.
He's also insane.
Yeah. Shout
good
out to
interview,
all,
though.
Yeah, great interview. Great fucking interview. Shout out to all our Gene Lanterns. You know what I mean? Shout out to all the Dennis Plus subscribers. We appreciate you. You can find us on all social media sites. The Mighty Metas. TikTok. Instagram. YouTube. Twitter. Facebook. Brothers. Shout out to y'all. Not really, but you know. You can find me on all social media sites as Old Dirty Dennis. That's OLDIRTYDENNIS. You can get my cards on Etsy. You know what I mean? If you want to get something for Bella, you know what I mean? You want to get something for a villain? You want to get something for Jacob? Hopefully he can find a new girl. You know what I mean? You want to get something to celebrate the pregnancy that she survived. You know what I mean? I got cards for all that shit. Pull up.
Oh, my R by, God. Oh, my R God.
R by Den. You know what I mean? ARTBYDENN. Like I said, on Etsy.com. You can find my son, Colton.
The Colton Show __ on Twitter. Colton and Show. Then on YouTube, Twitch, Instagram, TikTok, all those goddamn social medias.
Everywhere, nigga.
The Colton Show. Yes, ColtonShow. THE.
There you go. I would tell you send us home, but you already told us what the quote is. I mean,
no plan B,
nigga. No plan B.
She took two L's, put them together, turned it into a W, nigga. You feel me?
Yo, we out.